our next guests are artists and are using chalk on streets and sidewalks as their response to what happened in Ferguson with the shooting death of teenager Michael Brown by a police officer. So please welcome Mallory Nizam, the director of STL Improv Anywhere. Hi, Mallory. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
And joining us by phone, Derek Laney. He's a member of the group Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment. Hi, Derek. Welcome.
Thank you.
As a background, briefly, could you each talk a little bit about your art? And I know, Mallory, you in particular have sort of been involved with expressing your thoughts on politics or on things in the news through art before. So you have a history of doing that to some extent, at least.
A little bit, yeah. Definitely my artwork has always been public-facing, and I've always been interested in using art to engage the public and get people involved in things that I think are important.
And tell me just a little bit about your group, STL Improv Anywhere.
We do performance work in public space, and again, a lot of that is wrapped around the idea of getting people to think, to engage, to become actively involved in the pieces that we create.
So you're an artist. Are you a painter? What's your medium?
Performance. I also am a writer. I've also been playing with a little installation. So,
Derek Laney, what kind of artist are you?
I'm an improv actor. I've worked with Playback Theater Workshop in St. Louis. We've done a lot of, it's a form of theater where the audience members participate, they tell their stories. And the actors use metaphor and lots of different devices to play that back to the audience to amplify their stories and, make a real huge connection.
Uh-huh. Derek,
and I've done a lot of other different improv.
Derek, what about this organization that you're involved in, Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment? Is that a new organization?
No, Missourians More is an organization that actually came out of ACORN. And that's where I work. I'm a community organizer with Moore.
Oh, I see.
And Moore works on a variety of social justice issues and was definitely involved as the center of organizing for justice for Mike Brown.
All right. Well, tell me about both of your mental processes during this ordeal, beginning with the shooting of Michael Brown and everything that's happened in the aftermath. Mallory, was it something right away that you knew you needed to address artistically?
No. I was not thinking about art immediately at all. I was really just trying to gather information first. There was a lot of information out there that was changing, daily. And so first I just really needed to take it in, to catalog it, to decide how I felt, get my footing. And then I started to think about what I can do as an artist, because that's a lot of how I express and how I feel that I can get people to think.
And Derek, I'm just guessing because of what you do for a living and the organization you're involved in, you probably early on kind of decided you needed to do something. Would that be right? Oh, looks like we just lost Derek. We'll try to reconnect that. So Mallory, tell me about the project that you and Derek have come up with. You use chalk. You'll have to explain it.
Sure. The project is called Chalked Unarmed, and we're using the hashtag Chalked Unarmed. It really started, it's been a really organic and collaborative process. Derek actually called a meeting for performers, and I gathered a lot of people, and he and I sort of led this gathering, and it started as what can we do in the way of performance art? And we had a concept that utilize the chalk. It was similar to what we're doing now. And then once we got on site, that totally evolved and changed into what it is now, which is Chalked Unarmed. We have someone lay down on the ground on a sidewalk. We trace their body with chalk. And then we have a list of, right now it's a list of 20 black men that have been killed unarmed extrajudicially, so without a court hearing or formal judiciary process. And we write their name, the date that they were killed, and the location. And one of, there are a few different goals, but one of them is to really link the narrative of Mike Brown to other cities and other deaths.
Derek Laney is back on the phone. We lost him momentarily. Derek, Mallory was just explaining how this project with the chalk came about. When did you start doing it, and how many individual sites have you had so far?
On Tuesday night, I sent out a call through the community arts training, through RAC, you know, Regional Arts Commission, to artists to see who wanted to get together to do some guerrilla theater. And we brainstormed on some ideas, and we had some really great ideas. And what came out of it is, you know, doing the chalk outline and using the names of black men who have been killed by police while they were unarmed. So we got together to do it on Wednesday, and what we decided to do is just do the chalking and not do the guerrilla theater piece. So we started on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And since then, people have taken on, you know, going around town. I've seen in different places, and Stephen Huddlesworth started a Facebook page so that people can connect and, you know, find out where they could go from there.
You know, one of the interesting aspects of it, I think, unlike, you know, gee, if you go express your thoughts with a can of spray paint or something, you're doing damage to people's property. What's interesting about what you guys are doing, whether anyone agrees with what you're doing or not, you're doing it with chalk, so it's temporary, it doesn't damage anything. Was that part of the planning process?
We didn't really talk about it, Derek, right? I mean, we didn't really discuss the medium of chalk, but I think always in the back of my mind, I know that it's a pretty safe medium to use, and we did do research to find out that sidewalks are also a safe space to do that on.
So, Derek, how are you asking people to get involved? Are you asking them to share these pictures or what?
Absolutely. I mean, it came together really well. Like I said, it was a collaborative effort, the idea of how to do it. And when we were out there chalking, we started in Keener Plaza, downtown St. Louis. And I think Mallory said, we should have a hashtag for this. Mm-hmm. And we just started brainstorming on the spot, and hashtag chalked unarmed came up, and we all thought that was a great hashtag.
So
we started a Facebook page, and we're asking people to just go around and do it and post it to the Facebook page, homepage.
What kind of reaction have you sort of stood at some of those sites and just kind of watched people go by and talk? I'm just curious how people react to it.
Yeah, people stop and look. First, you know, they see people lying on the ground and drawing, and so that really is a big thing to stop them and have them be interested. And then they ask questions, and then we explain, and so people are really interested, and I've been seeing a lot of people really being supportive of the street art.
And do you feel you're sort of on a mission? I mean, have you made up your mind about, you know, who's to blame? I'm not asking you to go into details of that here, but are you concerned about not being neutral?
Oh, absolutely. I have no interest in neutrality. I think whatever the facts are in the case, and, you know, everybody deserves a day in court, this belies an issue that is rampant, is epidemic. Black men being killed by police, black men being racially profiled. So whatever the particular end result of this case, the issue that we're highlighting goes without, and it's unchallenged. It is a real issue that people face, and it's affecting people's lives, and it's ending people's lives. So definitely it's something that we're going to support and hold up.
All right, Mallory, just a few seconds left. Anything you would like to end with?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with what Derek's saying. I think this incident brings to light issues that were there previously and are still there, and we're hoping to continue to highlight that.
Well, for more information about what Mallory Nizam and Derek Laney are doing, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have links and more information. Mallory, thank you. And Derek, thank you both so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.